And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. Well, Rumble is taking California to court over free speech. The video platform is challenging Governor Newsom's new laws that would force them to police political content and so-called deep fakes. And as Alliance Defending Freedoms Phil Schechler puts it, this is censorship, plain and simple. Joy Behar, oh, I love talking about her. Don't you love hearing about her? Well, she's tried to discredit Joe Rogan recently by claiming that he believes in dragons. At the same time, while bragging about ABC News' fact-checking, she completely misrepresented Rogan's actual discussion about how ancient lizard sightings might have inspired dragon myths. Rogan's response? Well, he just made Dragon Believer his official X profile description. Sometimes the best response to absurdity is just to roll with it. A small town in Canada is learning just how expensive it can be to say no these days. The Ontario Human Rights Tribunal is forcing them to pay $10,000 to an LGBT group, all because they didn't declare June as Pride Month. But that's not all. The mayor also has to attend a mandatory Human Rights 101 class. Welcome to the brave new world where celebration is not optional. And also in Canada, another head-scratcher. Pat Hardy Elementary School in Alberta just canceled their Christmas concert to be more inclusive. Among their reasons, some families don't celebrate Christmas, and holiday stress might increase alcohol consumption. Apparently, being inclusive now means making sure everyone misses out equally. UCLA student government has been caught running their own discrimination program. Their cultural affairs commissioner kept a no-hire list targeting Jewish and Zionist applicants. Talk about cultural affairs. And as it turns out, going woke is not great for business. Now finding out is LeBron James. His media company Spring Hill lost $28 million last year, even with content running on major streaming platforms. Investors continue to pour money in, but the company keeps losing it. The group Catholic for Choice might want to revisit their theology textbooks. They're suggesting that Mary's role in Christ's birth somehow supports their cause. I guess they missed the part in Luke's gospel where John the Baptist recognized Jesus while both were still in the womb. Some mental gymnastics just don't stick the landing, do they? And did you know, down in Australia, suggesting that elected officials should prioritize their own citizens now gets you labeled as a racist? One senator recently found that out the hard way. The kicker? The same folks crying racism were perfectly fine sending their citizens to COVID camps last year. Funny how that works. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.